Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
And we begin this afternoon with that courthouse win for alleged Midtown shooter Luigi Mangione. As you know, he's up for the alleged killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Well, today a judge decided there's no terrorism involved in what he allegedly did, and as such, I'm dropping those charges. Doesn't let Mangione off the hook. He still has murder charges to answer to now, but his lawyers say this was a pretty big win. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa back on the case.
The judge dismissed state terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione. In his ruling, he said the prosecution's theory was legally insufficient. Prosecutors had to show that the Midtown shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson intimidated a civilian population or affected government policy or conduct. Mangione came to court closely escorted by court officers surrounding him and holding the leather belt that connects the chains and shackles on his wrists and ankles. The judge is proceeding with the state case and will hold pretrial hearings December 1st. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The 27-year-old Ivy League graduate has attracted a cult following of supporters as a stand-in for frustrations with the healthcare industry in America. Dozens of his supporters, many of whom gave money to his defense fund, showed up outside the court as they've done in previous hearings. Another giant in the movie industry has died, and they're remembering Robert Redford on the streets of New York today, where he got his start down on Broadway.
Whether you saw Redford from Barbara Streisand's Love Struck Eyes,
favorite movie?
Definitely The Way We Were.
Or admired him for his portrayal of an unrelenting journalist, Robert Redford was iconic, unforgettable.
He was stunning earlier on in particular. But, you know, even doing All the President's Men, I mean, who thought that that would become an Oscar-nominated, Oscar-winning movie?
Younger generations knew him as the founder of the Sundance Film Festival, launching the careers of Quentin Tarantino, Darren Aronofsky, and Ava DuVernay. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Theater District.
Robert Redford, 89 years old. So far, no word on his services or tributes. We will keep you posted. On the crime beat now, a 59-year-old man beaten to death inside a bodega last night in Brooklyn. This happened on Knickerbocker Avenue about 7 p.m. Started with a big fight between two people. Cops say one of the men, Jerry Hill, was hit in the head with a baton-like object. They say his head trauma was so bad he died from his injuries at the hospital. Took a pair of people into custody. No word on whether there are charges. The investigation continues. Well, as we've been reporting here on 1010 Winds and other media, millions of Americans no longer eligible for COVID vaccines under the Trump administration eligibility rules. Those rules limit availability to seniors and people with pre-existing conditions. Well, here in our state, Governor Hochul says to heck with that, signing an executive order which says come one, come all. In fact, she got her COVID shot today.
After getting the jab at Esco Pharmacy in Hell's Kitchen, Governor Hochul said the federal government is ignoring Americans without pre-existing conditions who want to get the shot just like they've been doing for the past few years.
Here in the state of New York, we actually believe in science. We Correct. Believe in preventative measures like shots and that we will not bow down to what the federal government is trying to impose on us.
But at least one big chain, CVS, is still not offering the shot in New York. Hochul thinks they may be listening more to Washington. She recommends other chains and mom-and-pop pharmacies and is also urging insurance companies to cover it. Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Back here from downtown, the war on rats heating up. Mayor Adams says following the success in Manhattan, they're going to spread the Empire bins, that is, stationary trash bins, to other parts of the city. He says Borum Hill, downtown Brooklyn, the Heights, Dumbo, Fulton, Fort Greene, Clinton Hill, the Navy Yard. Get ready.
Today, we're announcing the next phase in the trash revolution, the Battle of Brooklyn. Brooklyn Community Board 12 will soon become the second neighborhood in New York City to have all of its trash fully containerized.
An Empire Bin, by the way, is a stationary container put on the street assigned to a specific house or building. Only the person with a key and waste managers have access to it. This is 9 straight months of rat reductions in Manhattan are attributed to the containerized bins, unless somebody slips one of the rats a key. And if you pay attention to this next story, don't be surprised if the rats develop their own key. Listen to this. A surprising new field study says New York City rats are smarter and cooler than other rats with their own nightlife scene and secret language. We don't make this up, folks. Listen, a team of neuroscientists went out with thermal cameras and high-tech mics, and it says here they found a nightlife of squeaks, social clicks, and surprisingly savvy behavior, a savvy rat. The study says they're not just freeloading on garbage, but they're running their own social clubs, a nocturnal society, complete with ultrasonic chatter that humans can't hear. The researchers set up camp at a subway station, a sidewalk, and at a local park. They say when ambulances would go by with their sirens wailing, the rats would talk louder, or squeak louder, I should say. It says younger juvenile rats would go out in clumsy packs of 20, you know, those kids, while bigger battle-tested rats would walk the streets with a calm confidence. So what are they going to do with this new research? Maybe a cover charge or a two-for-one pizza crust night? Double if there's leftover cheese on the bread? Anyway, somebody's got too much time on their hands to be doing that kind of study. The data will be used to help urban planners in the ever-elusive search for ways to mitigate the rat problem. You heard it right here, folks.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.